Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back is 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm very excited about having Walter Kieschel back on the show, folks. Walter Kieschel III is a former editorial director of the Harvest Business Publishing Organization, the former managing editor at Fortune Magazine, and author of a number of books, including the new book that I'm holding in my hand that I am still very excited about, The Lords of Strategy, The Secret Intellectual History of the New Corporate World. Walter Kieschel, welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Good to be with you.
Walter, as you know, and as my audience certainly knows, we've always been focused on the customer. We've always known that they were so important to our businesses. But I think until recently, the last few years, we really didn't think about, when we thought about the relationship between us and a customer, our business and a customer, it was always about kind of, okay, we have the stuff, they have the need, we'll come together and you know, make that happen. But the truth is, customers aren't as motivated by businesses anymore as they are motivated by their what they need, and they're sort of becoming agnostic about with regard to where they get their stuff. And that creates the potential for businesses to become irrelevant. What do you think?
Well, I think it's really true. Customers are demanding in a bunch of ways. I'm hearing from companies large and small, and demanding in ways that they didn't used to be. And many of them are going to multiple vendors, or they're seeking to have other people, you know, a source of a bunch of different providers, and so that makes it tough if you're competing for their business.
And the reason they're doing that, Walter, is because they can.
Exactly. I mean, they have more, they can go to more places, they can go to providers who are located in more geographies, maybe they can get a supplier what they need from abroad, is making it a lot less expensively. It makes for some really interesting strategic choices as you face those kinds of customer demands. One of the things that I've been hearing is some version of the following. Businesses report to me that they say, you know, we have a customer, we've served them for years, and this year the customer came back to us and said, we want the same product that you've been delivering to us, or exactly the same service, but we want you to cut the price in half.
Yeah.
And what do you do when you're confronted with that kind of demand? There are a bunch of responses, but you have to think through all the three C's that I think are at the heart of any good strategy, which is, of course, thinking about your cost, thinking about your competitors, but also thinking about that customer. And, you know, you can sharpen up your offering, whatever you're delivering, and make it so distinctive that they really can't get it anywhere else. You can think about whether you want to serve that particular customer, or are they just becoming too much of a pain, and you can do better business somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can kind of respond imaginatively on the cost front.
There's another thing, Walter, that you have to realize today. In the old days, meaning like maybe 15 years ago, if you were trying to stay competitive, you were comparing your costs with what you thought your competitors' costs were. You were looking at overhead. You were looking at the whole operating thing, and you're saying, okay, you know, even if they're cheaper than me, they're not a lot cheaper than me, and I can hang in there. But see, that's when you're only thinking about you and you versus your competitor.
Right.
In your industry, your cross-industry competitor. Today, in the second decade of the 21st century, it might not be when that company came back and said, I want you to cut your price in half, your competitor might not even be one of your old competitors.
It might
be that what you've been selling them is about to become irrelevant.
Right. You've been selling them whale oil, and all of a sudden somebody showed up with some
electricity.
Electricity.
Yeah. I mean, those are the kinds of disruptions that are happening today.
Oh, exactly. I mean, it used to be that selling encyclopedias door-to-door was a pretty good business 20 or 30 years ago. Yeah. Who would have thought that that business would have been essentially put out of business by software company, Microsoft coming up with the Encarta encyclopedia, and everybody right. able to get that information online.
Exactly. So what do you? What should we do? What should we do about this disruption?
Well, you have to be really imaginative, I mean, in your response, and you don't necessarily have to take the lousy offer that your customer is putting to you. I was talking to somebody yesterday who had that situation. He's a professional service provider, but he was looking at a traditional customer. They had a long-term contract, but they negotiated the next year of it, and then the customer came back to him and said, okay, but now I want you to cut your price 10%. And he thought about it, and he said, well, I really want this business, so he agreed to do it. Later on, he was slapping himself on the side of the head and saying, you know, what I should have done was say, no, I'm not going to cut my price, but I'll give you the first 2 weeks free.
Right.
Because he went back, he looked at his costs and his economics, and what mm-hmm. he realized was that he had given them 2 weeks of work free, but then charged them at the same old rate, not reduced by 10%, he would have mm-hmm. made more money over the long term.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's something we've talked about in the past about discounting. Back during the recession and the early part of the recovery, Walter, we talked about, you know, as you're feeling pricing pressure, don't lower your price, add value.
Yes, exactly.
Or give them something you can throw away, but don't discount your prime product, your prime asset.
Yes, exactly right, because it's really hard to get that back once you've begun to discount.
Because then it becomes, then they have a new paradigm for what things are worth.
Right, exactly. Right.
Yeah. So how does this tie this to strategy?
Well, I mean, the essence of strategy, and this is a good time actually for any company. A lot of companies have kind of a slow time at the beginning of the year. So it's a really good time for a small business owner to be able to push back from the desk and for her or him to think about, well, what am I trying to do with this business? What is my strategy? And then to remind him or herself of, like, the three C's. Who are the customers I want to serve? What are my costs? And how are they likely to change over the course of the year? And who am I competing against?
Right.
Is it traditional competitors or is it... Is it a new set of people who I didn't...
An outlier, some group that I never saw coming. And folks, this is what happens. You learn about those things when you get outside of your four walls and you go out into the marketplace, you go to the national meetings, you go to... talk to people, you read, you find out that there are things coming at you from over the horizon that you can actually identify, but... Walter Kieschel III is the author. He and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.